مفتي عبد القادر صاحب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته on this beautiful Saturday morning. مفتي صاحب, the first question is نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. How much of Quran should an individual know, مفتي صاحب, so that we can also get the sawab? All of us cannot be hafiz of Quran. So how much of Quran should a Muslim read, and how much of Quran should a Muslim buy heart, so that Allah Ta'ala gives us the barakah in our homes, مفتي صاحب.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah, yesterday I was in Heidelberg and there it was not raining. When I was returning, then a lot of rain, MashaAllah, beneficial rain. And MashaAllah, when I came to Lens, then it was just past the Maghrib time, so we made Jamaat at home, my wife and myself, and it was still raining. Now I went outside for Fajr Salat, so you see everywhere, everything looking so beautiful, you know, cleansed and purified and everything. So that is Quran Sharif. Every drop is a mercy of Almighty Allah in every droplet. So every verse of the noble Quran, it is for us the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Quran Sharif has 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. Those of us who have become Hafiz, Allah Ta'ala's fazl, grace, masira, mercy, benevolence, the wasila, barakah of Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah reward our beloved parents, what sacrifices they made. Allah Ta'ala reward our teachers, that how much sacrifice they made and their families made. And then, those of us who are Hafiz, you should just remember the one verse, and in that way you will know your rank. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states in chapter 15, surah, chapter number 15, verse number 9. And what Allah states? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Verily we have revealed this reminder, the Quran Sharif. And then nazzalna. No previous book was nazzalna revealed piecemeal gradually. All of them were revealed one shot to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. The Zabur, the Psalms, to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Injil, and you know, to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Torah, to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible. So you see all that one shot. And for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Tanzeel, piecemeal gradually, over a period of 23 years. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And surely we are the ones who will preserve it, protect it. So whose quality is Hafidun? Allah Jalla Wala. O Abdullah, O Amatullah, O slave of Almighty Allah, servant of Allah, we become Hafiz. Hazrat Mawlana, Hafiz, Mawlana Salim Kareem, Damat Barakatuhum. So see, Allah takes his quality and transfers it to me and you. We are gunagar, we are sinners, we are people, we know how many vices and sins we have committed. But Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, what a great bounty that is. Hafiz Abdullah, Hafiz Amatullah, like that. So that's first thing. Second one, khayrukum, the rawi, the reporter of this hadith is who? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. And you must remember the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa allama. It doesn't mean you must become a Hafiz. You become a Hafiz, excellent. but you must attach yourself to Quran Sharif. Learn the surah, do tafsir of it if you know how to do tafsir, and study the Quran Sharif, but not DIY, do it yourself. No, you must go sit by the ustad and go ask the teacher and so forth. Let me just relate to you 3-4 incidents quickly. Number one, if you go to Tirmidhi Sharif, where this hadith is mentioned also, Bukhari Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif, so there the Rawi states that أَقَدَنِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَدِ, that this hadith made me sit here and I'm teaching Quran Sharif for 40-50 years. You're taking our beloved South Africa where I'm speaking to you now. You just walk from here 5 minutes by car, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and there was Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. So he was in Mias Farm for about 30-40 years. Then he came here the last 5-10 years of his life. You see that? So I used to visit him. He's not my direct teacher, but I used to love and respect him like my teacher. So how many students, your Durban, the famous ulama and all of them, majority of them studied, you must remember, by him here in Mias Farm. Mias Farm started in 1940, and after that he came, you must remember, and thousands of students. One day I asked him, Hazrat, how many students became a Hafiz by you? See, ikhlas. He just picked up his finger and pointed to the skies and said, Wallahu A'lam. My Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, before coming to Heidelberg, so he was already teaching Hifz. Until now he's teaching Hifz. 55 years. Who will do all this? So people who are Ashiq Quran. Our Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada and his Honorable Appa, you must remember Hafiz Salih's mother, Umme Salih, you see that? So she taught her children, her grandchildren. She became Hafiza herself in just listening to them and teaching them. 6 sons, 1 daughter, all Hafiz. Children, grandchildren, all 30, 35 of them Hafiz. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada's father, Hafiz Ibrahim, I met him also, he also Hafiz. So what will you say of such a family? Where Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada is buried on his grave, is written there, meaning on the board there, Abul Huffaz. You know, Maulana Salim Karim, that Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, my Honorable Ustad, I studied the Mishkat Sharif, first part, Bukhari Sharif, complete, Tirmidhi Sharif, Tahawi Sharif, all by Hazrat Maulana. In 27 days, he completed the Quran. Now what must you do, the public? So you have to practice on these 3 hadiths. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It's weekend now. So now, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is my dili tamanna, it is my ardent desire, every member of this ummah, male, female, adult and child, should by heart Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, 83 verses. So start today if you don't know it. You see that? And every day learn, 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 learn. So the hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar, same words used. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire everyone in my ummah should know the surah. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith where? From Mufur, Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, 30 verses. So every one of you must make that concerted effort. All of you who are learning, becoming Hafiz, and you starting your Hifz, or you ending your Hifz, see Thursday night, I did it. So when I'm here, mashallah, I did it. So every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, we read Surah Kahf, and then we read the 4 surahs in this sequence. Surah Yasin, Surah 36, then Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44 in the 25th Juz, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter number 32 in the 21st Juz, and then Surah Mulk. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali, every Thursday night you must read it for 3 weeks consecutively, 5 weeks or 7 weeks. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. Rawahu al-Imam al-Tirmidhi fi jami'ihi. You see, he mentioned it there in his Jami' al-Tirmidhi. So that is what we must do, O Ummah. So learn more and more. What has happened to me and you? The surahs we learned in madrasa, wadduha downwards, alam tara downwards, that also half we forgot. Now that's a major, major sin. Yes, you 80, 90, 100 years old, you became now, that is different. I am speaking of you guys who are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. Everything else you can remember, the shaitan soccer players and shaitan cricket players and the movie stars and all these haramis, that we can remember. How come we can't remember Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah? So brothers, sisters, now is weekend. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Tomorrow when we receive, we all will become Maimans. How we'll become Maiman? Chapter number 90, Surah Balad, La Uqsimu Bihad al-Balad, verse 18, Ulaika Ashabul Maimana. Allah, make us from the Maimans. What is the meaning? Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give us our report, our book of deeds in the right hand. Once we receive it, he will be elated, delighted, the boarding pass to Jannah. Allah will announce, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Eat, drink, enjoy yourself to your maximum and optimum, because what you did during your holidays, what you did in your past life, what you did in this dunya, so let us use our time, O Ummah, then this hadith will be applicable to us. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. All our teachers who passed away taught us Quran Sharif. Allah placed noor, radiance, effulgence in their graves. Those who are alive, Allah grant them siha, afia, and barakah in their lives. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, what is the nasihat for all the jalsas that are taking place? MashaAllah, Khatme Bukhari, Khatme of the Quran. What's the Shariat's ruling regarding jalsas?
Remember that today there are so many jalsas, and especially when you come to November, December, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, that our Darum Newcastle jalsa will be the first Darum in the history of South Africa, Maulana Qasim Sema. So, Rahimahullah, Allah grant Maulana Jannat al-Firdaus started in 73. Now we 2025 already, over 50 years with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, you see. So anyway, so now there the Jalsa is 22nd, 23rd of this month here, November. So inshallah, we will first go there to Freyheit, you see. Inshallah, on the 19th, we'll be in Freyheit. And then 20th, we'll be there in Denhauser, Zohar time. Evening time, Dandi, Jumma, Dandi. And for that, in Hafiz Salim, Dokrat in them. And there in Freyheit, thereby, you'll understand, Hafiz Salih Katrada, inshallah. And then there in Denhauser, my connection, Zahir in them, Zahir Musa. And then Hafiz Salim, Dokrat, and Luqman, his son, Hafiz Ab. And then I'll come to Newcastle for the Jalsa. You see, Asr time, Friday, Saturday, it's starting. First they said Friday, then they changed it to Saturday. So anyway, so we'll be there from Friday evening onwards, inshallah, inshallah. And then on the 6th and 7th, we're having Jalsa there, our graduates of Darul Uloom, Newcastle, there, mashallah, in Cape Town, Qasim Uloom. So we'll go there also, inshallah. Where is the basis for this? That's the main question. That when you finish your Quran Sharif, when you finish Bukhari Sharif or this, where's the asal, the basis for this? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, it took him, ulama have written various amounts, but anyway, 8 years when he finished Surah Baqarah. You see that? The entire Surah took him 8 years, but they shouldn't learn how we learn. We just learn and carry on. They used to take, learn, sabak, lesson, 10 ayats every day. And then they learn that 10 ayats, they practice on it, they understand the meaning of it, they propagate it, all that. Then they go to the next 10, then next 10, like that. So 8 years. When he finished Surah Baqarah, then he took one big badana, one big camel, and he slaughtered it, and it was a big feast, like, you know, thanking Allah, Jalla Wala. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, you see, there Ghazza and Asqalan, when he wrote one of the greatest commentaries of Bukhari Sharif, Fathul Bari, so then when he finished that, you see, Subhanallah, Sheikh Albani used to say regarding him, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. He invited hundreds of people and he said that today we shukran lillah. The problem today is three things. That our jalsas today, 90%, 80% of the time, is riya and wa sum'ah. It's just for riya and sum'ah to impress the eyes and the ears of people. So that is a big problem with our intentions. Two, we have made this here a money-making scheme. How? we will say we got so many students and everybody should contribute, give lillah, give zakat, give this and all these type of things. How do we justify this? Just explain to me. Till now I don't understand. You got 50 students in your madrasa and your hifz class, but you're collecting money for 100 students. You got 300 students, but you're collecting for 500 students. So kya Allah won't ask us about that? You know very well, Maha Salim Kareem. You know better than me. You spend more time than me. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, Allama Shaykh Rahimahullah, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. People used to come with million rupees, you see, and tell him, Hazrat is from the madrasa. Hazrat said, for this year we got enough, we don't need anything else. That madrasa needs money, that madrasa needs money. That. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was dead against all this hilas which people are doing. I call it dry cleaning, you see that? People give million rand zakat. So what the principal does, most of them, they call one student, one or two or three students. They say, if we give you 100,000, what you will do? Now he's studying there in the madrasa. So what do you say? He said, no, I'll give it to the madrasa. So they give him 1,000, 5,000. They say, you keep that. And the other amount, you give it to the madrasa. Now what? We're playing with the deen. This is hilas. And remember, when people play with deen, so remember, Allah Ta'ala said, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. The chutlas, the haramis, today, يوم السبت, the Saturday. Allah said, no fishing for you, chutlas, haramis. So it's a curse upon you. And then they made pathways from the ocean to their houses. You see that? They said, Allah, we didn't go fishing, but the fish came to us. Allah said, you want to play? وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala transformed them into swines and pigs and monkeys. If you don't believe in that, you're out of the fold of Islam. Surah number 5, verse number 16. So today, that is a big problem we're having. Hazrat Tanwi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu used to say, wonderful sentence, خُلُوس مَهَي فُلُوس. Just sit and do your madrasa work, everything, this and all that. Allah will put in the hearts of people, without you going out also, people will come give you money, you understand, and so forth. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib, you met him, I'm sure about that. There in Nazimabad, his madrasa, there is fatwa kitab, Ahsanul ulama, Ahsanul Fatawa. So he wrote a whole article on this, the disgrace of the ulama by the rich people, you see that? So we take so much money from them, then we make mudahana. Then we compromise. No, I can't say this. The trustee will feel bad. I can't say that our sponsor will feel bad. I can't say this. So is this our deen? Our deen is yu'minuna bil ghaib. You must believe in the unseen. Not in yu'minuna bil jayb. Use the deen and fill your pockets up. So these are the problems. You see, to solve the problem, Mawlana Salim Kareem, we're all in the same fraternity, but we need to be honest to ourselves. Then, inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will accept us. Hazrat Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi. You know that man's story? He used to get million dollars as prize. I can tell you, wallahi, the man never used $1 for himself. Everything to the poor people, to the mujahideen and so forth. Dunya kulat mardiya. He gave a kick to this world. Then Ramadan, last 10 days. And remember fasting and reading Surah Yasin. The last verse he read. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness. وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. A magnificent reward. I was in the Haram Sharif with Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy and benevolence, 1999. And subhanAllah, 27 nights, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil was the Imam. There were 15 or 14 janazas there, but they announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza, Ghaiban ala Samahati, Sheikh Abil Hasan Nadwi. I started crying, you know. Ya Allah, you gave him death on a Friday while he's fasting, while he's reading Surah Yasin. And now 2 million plus people, I was there in the Mas'a. Mataf, where you make tawaf. Mas'a, where you make sa'i. And that Arab brother saw I'm crying. He said, Man huwa? Who's this person? I said, Alimun, Fadilun Filhin. A giant of a scholar in India. That is the honor Allah gave him. But me and you, I'm big man, carry on like beggars, you know. That doesn't suit and behove the ulama. and then we compromise. So these we need. You know, in the words of Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, I like this one sentence he uses. He says, "Ye cheeze qabil islah." We have to rectify all these issues. So Allah protect our Darul Ulooms, all our Hifz classes, Darul Tahfiz, our Khankas, our Tabligh Jamaat. But what is the truth? We have to speak and then bring about reform in it and so forth.
Sahib, I am married, but I have an OCD problem and anxiety. It's affecting my marriage, Muftisab. What should I do?
Remember, my brother and sister, that when you make wudu, there was hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lil wudu'i shaytanan yuqalu lahul walahan." You call him walahan. Not in China, they got Wuhan. Our covered business and all that, leave that out, shaitan business that. So this is also a shaitan. He troubles us when we make wudu. Walahan, W-A-L-A-H-A-N. So now, no, I didn't wash my elbows, I didn't wash my ankles, I didn't do this. So all this waswasa. So when you're performing your wudu, before wudu, say, read now. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-walahan. So this hadith of walahan in Tirmidhi. Then in Muslim Sharif, another Sahih hadith, authentic hadith, there's a shaitan, all you hafiz, imams, you should know this here. His name, the Satan, shaitan's name is Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B, Khinzab. So he comes, he blows our fuses and confuses us in Salat. We don't know in the second rakat or third rakat. We don't know which surah we read. So always read before you start your salat. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khinzab. Third one, every day, every salat also, after every first salat. Read Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi falaq, Qul huwa bi rabbin nas. And remember, this is sunnah and nabawiyyah mentioned in Mustad Ahmad and so forth. So what is happening to you? Shaitan is bringing all this waswasa. You waswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas, the whisperings of shaitan. You must ignore all this, my brother, sister, and just read, you see, the surahs. And the last two, Nabi alayhi salam said, to Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, la yata'awwadhu ahadun bi mislihima. Leave all these ta'weez walas and amil. Majority of them are crooks, if you ask me. You understand? I don't say all, but majority. You read as much as possible. Qul a'udhu bi falaq, qul a'udhu bin nas. Every day, every week, read Surah Baqarah and give out charity. And you must remember Ayatul Kursi, perfect read. And Quran says, last one, chapter 7, verse 200. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When shaitan assaults you, bring about all these doubts and whispers, waswasa, then say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Do that, brother, sister. And for husband-wife relationship, read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Obviously, your husband will go mad. You spend 1 hour in the bathroom. You spend another half an hour making wuzu every day. So anybody will go crazy. The wife will go mad if the husband does that. So you need to realize you're doing self-destruction. Allah protect us. Min Iblis wa Junudi. From Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, and his comrades and cronies. We have too many of them in South Africa and other places also.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to have plastic surgery or breast enlargement?
So remember, if a person was involved in an accident or something, and now you have to go for plastic surgery. I was playing cricket. I don't know if you know this or not, Bonana. So then I hit the 4 or 6 or whatever it was, you understand? So then the next ball, that guy bowled and then he knocked my nose, you understood? So then my spectacles fell off and they rushed me to the hospital and that, and I had to wear a plaster on my nose for 6 weeks. Not that my nose job, you understood? So the nose was all right, but the hard ball, you know, cricket ball, kukubura. So that knocked me, you understand? I just collapsed, you understood? And I didn't know this happened. So I was still schooling. I used to go with that big thing to school, you know, all your bills. So anyway, so like that. So if accidents like this took place, and then you go, it's fine. But you go for cosmetic reasons. You say, no, my breasts are too small. We want to make big. You see, this is too small. You see, now we must put Botox on the buttocks. You see that? So all haram, all these things here. Why? Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. Remember, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was transferred from Jannah to come to this world with his honorable wife and spouse, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha. Satan, Shaitan was not transferred, he was expelled. Get out from here and you will never see Jannah again. So Satan, Shaitan said, I'm not going to sit in Jahannam alone. I'm going to distract them, beguile them, deceive them. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. I will command them, they'll change the creation of Allah. Today, Maulana, from way to way is gone. Then the person come to you in the masjid, he embrace Islam. So he tell you, I was born Eve, but today my name is Steve. Oh, Steve, say me, I became Eve. So all these transgender guys, they call them trans. You see, all haram, all this. So now you want to go for this job and that job and all that. See, no, cosmetic reasons. I want to look smarter and also. All shaitaniyat, all this haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, we have a question from a brother, Umar from Ireland. Why some imams of the haram did not make dua for our brothers and sisters who are suffering in Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem?
My brother Umar, I answered this question yesterday whilst I was translating, you know, from here, Lanesia to Heidelberg, it takes 45 minutes. But, you know, now yesterday the police stopped us and a lot of stories. I told you the story already. So anyway, so at the same time, I said it, very disappointing khutbah yesterday by Abdullah Awad al-Juhani. And remember, nothing about Palestine, nothing about Masjid al-Aqsa. So what do we say? Now you must understand the text and the context, my brother Umar, there in Dublin. You see, we visited Dublin, Ireland, all. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that you see, this MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is going to meet Trump. So now he doesn't want Trump to attack him on anything because they believe Trump will give them security, Trump will give them honor. So that meeting between Trump and MBS is what Quran says, chapter 24, verse 26. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. All parties are napak, haramis, and shaitans. You see that? So this bunch of idiots, this Wahhabis, Najdis, Kafir government, you must remember. Allahumma ahlik al-Saud, kama ahlak ta'ada wa thamud. So he, MBS, will phone Sudais. Sudais is the Ra'isul Haramain Sharifain. Tell the Imam, they mustn't speak nothing of Palestine, nothing of Aqsa, you see. And they must just make a normal khutbah finish. So that is what happens there, you see that. So end of the day, you must do like Shuraim, just resign. إِذَا أَجَزْتُمْ أَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ فَلَا تَقُولُوا الْبَاطِلِ Remember the saying, Umar, I don't know if you know Arabic or not. إِذَا أَجَزْتُمْ أَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ When you are unable to speak the truth, then don't go and propagate batil. Now they will speak of their government, they will speak of their king, they will speak of their clown prince and crown prince, and what great khidmat they're doing for Islam. They will even say sometimes, yesterday they didn't say, but sometimes they say, Al-Hukumatu Rashida, for their government. What Hukumatu Rashida? You are Wahhabis, you are Najdis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the exclusive rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I make dua for Yemen, I make dua for Sham, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. When they said, Wafi Najd, the Master alayhi salam said, Unaka al-fitan wa zalazil, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And this Najd refers to Saudi Arabia. How we know? When you study the Mawaqit and Miqat regarding Umrah and Hajj, the designated boundaries, لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ ذُو الْحُلَيْفَةِ وَلِأَهْلِ الْيَمَنِ يَلَمْلَمْ وَلِأَهْلِ نَجْدٍ قَرْنُ الْمَنَازِلِ So that shows, and therefore it says, that Riyadh, Ha'il, Qasim, all that is Najd. So Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Ye log Najdi hai wajdi nahi. That is the khulasa, the summary. These people are Najdis and they're not wajdis. They don't want to understand the deen properly and all that. The money is too sweet for them, remember that. So majority of these imams in the Haramain Sharif, I don't say all, but majority, real scholars for dollars they are. They are selling the deen and they think that MBS is good. It's a pakka murtad and shaitan and harami. We totally disagree with them and therefore I speak about it. Allah give tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.